Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons, 6:34 on an incredibly warm night for January here in Lansing. Now, imagine if every day you woke up at home and potentially it was your last day in the house. It's a reality for families across Michigan who are facing impending evictions, although at least one family is taking a stand against the banks. That's Robert and Debbie Henry of Southgate as they take part in the Occupy Our Homes movement. And Robert and Debbie join me now. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Thank you for joining me. Now, we talked at the end of last year, and at that point, you said that any eviction was going to be delayed until after the new year. So what is the latest? Has the bank taken further action to get you out of your home?
Well, nothing is going to be settled until the 19th of January. That's when we have another court date. And we're at the 33rd District Court in Woodhaven.
Now, have you gotten official eviction notices at this point?
Well, we had an official eviction notice for the 2nd, but the courts weren't open, and they said there was going to be no evictions done in Wayne County until then. And then the judge recused himself, and it's now in the hands of the court in the Brownstown court.
I know this week local UAW members joined you for a protest outside of an area Bank of America branch. Robert, has there been any reaction from the bank or the community since this demonstration?
Well, according to our attorney, that they are in talks, and they say they're trying to work out something for us. We haven't heard nothing this week.
Well, what can really be done, though? The house was sold at a foreclosure auction.
It was sold to Fannie Mae.
I see.
At the full price of the mortgage, $134,000.
I see. What's the real value of the home, though?
$50,000 or less.
Now, so Fannie Mae holds the mortgage. So if you were to, the idea is that you would take the mortgage, or they would essentially give you the home in that way. Now, would you have to then take it at the $134,000 value?
That's right.
And is that something you want to do?
Well, at this point, you know, we're just looking for the modification so we can stay in our house. And the modification payments were like $650, you know, about half of what our original payment was, which at that price, it's about the same as rent anyway, so we might as well just stay in our house.
Debbie, what is it like to try to communicate with a bank when you're facing an eviction and you're going through foreclosure? How responsive are they generally?
Not very. We called the bank Tuesday because they had a phone bank in our basement before we had the rally. And they said they couldn't talk to us if we had the media involved. They said you have to go through a bunch of protocol.
So you're saying the bank is reacting now differently because you're getting more media attention?
I don't know. I'm assuming that's why.
I hope
they do, because we would like to stay in their house.
Do you think if you were not going through this Occupy Our Homes movement and not garnering some attention that they likely would be less responsive?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. They wouldn't even listen to us because we were in eviction already, and Bank of America says it's Fannie Mae who has to decide, but yet they service the loan. Bank of America services the loan. So we're just in limbo right now, you know, I mean, until somebody, you know, makes a decision or something and calls us, you know, we're stuck here. We're just stuck.
I'm talking to Robert and Debbie Henry. They're a couple in Southgate living in a home that basically they may very well be evicted from. Robert, in terms of this situation then, who is representing you and who's helping you deal with, I guess, Bank of America, Fannie Mae, who knows which one?
Yeah, our attorney is Jerome Goldberg, out of Detroit.
And so what is he doing at this point? He's directly interfacing with Bank of America or with Fannie Mae or which entity?
Well,
is he?
I think at this point he's talking with Fannie Mae's lawyers, which is Trott and Trott.
Is this a very unique thing for the banks to do, though, to sell you back your home that you could very well be evicted from?
Yeah, because, you know, if we hadn't done this, we'd have already been evicted. You know, once we started these rallies and brought the attention to us, then they started to want to work with us.
Debbie, why fight so hard to stay in this home? Why not move to an apartment, maybe move to another house at some point?
Because this is my house. I have been here 7 years, and I would hate to start over. I'm 58 years old. I mean, this is, you know, we put our stock into this house. I mean, this is the house we thought we were going to live in until we both died or something. This is our home. This is our home. All our stuff here, all my nieces, and, you know, they all spend the night here, and they go to school. I take them to school sometimes, and, you know, I mean, this is, I've made my life here. We've made our life here.
Are there other families that you know that are also now getting involved in this Occupy Our Homes movement in the area?
Yes, there's a few of them that, you know, and I mean, I'm sure there's going to be more when, you know, this is well publicized, and it's about time they stop, you know, they stopped evicting these people. These people need to be worked with, and they need to keep their homes.
Now, without your lawyer involved, though, is there any other option, or do you have to have a lawyer get involved at this point?
Well, we had a lawyer, and I won't say what his name is, but he gave us the wrong information on the day of the eviction. And... you know, and we had to get a lawyer to be able to have a stay of eviction. See, we want to get a stay of eviction, and, you know, and I mean, we hope that Trott and Trott, you know, does work with, you know, him, Jerry Goldberg. I mean, to come to some kind of a happy medium to where we can stay in this house.
So how's it been working, though? I mean, you're not making mortgage payments at this point, right?
No.
And has that been ongoing for a while?
Since the beginning of this year.
So is there a point where you're going to have to make up the cost? I mean,
No. We're hoping that they'll somehow revise the mortgage, because this house isn't worth $134,000. It's only worth $50,000 or less. We're hoping that they'll do that. And, you know, I mean, because, you know, if they sell this house on the market, they get the money for the house plus the money that gets made up from the government.
Now, I guess, Robert, what I don't understand is you bought this house in 2004 for $138,000.
Well, no, it was $130,000 when we bought it.
Oh, $130,000. Now,
yeah.
No kidding. So you're saying Fannie Mae recently bought it at a foreclosure auction for more than that?
Well, by the time it got to the sheriff's sale with all their fees and everything, the balance on the mortgage was $134,000. And Fannie Mae paid the full amount on the loan at the sheriff's sale to buy the house.
How can that be, though? I thought what happens at these foreclosure auctions is that you get the actual value of the home. You get a great deal as long as you're ready to pay for it.
Well, that's what you call double dipping.
Well, yeah, Fannie Mae, they bought the house for the full value of the mortgage. They can turn around and sell it for, say, $30,000, and they'll be reimbursed for the balance through government funds. That's taxpayer dollars.
Well, so they've got every motive to get you out of the house.
Yeah, it's more profitable for them to evict people and sell the house than it is to work with them.
In terms of the eviction process, then would local authorities come in and physically remove you from the home if they have to?
That's what we heard. We're hoping that it don't get to that, but that's what we've heard.
If it comes to that point, there'll be over 100 people here.
Over sometimes 200, there's probably with the rally.
You have people ready to come into the home if authorities show up?
Oh, yeah.
And at that point, you plan to basically have to be removed physically. They have to pick you up and get you out of your home?
Yes, we do. I've never been to jail before. I really wouldn't like to go to jail, but they have to stop this. There's people putting out of their homes with their kids, little kids and stuff, and this can't be, this is America. I mean, when did it ever come to this? This has to stop. And it has to, if we have to be the voice, well then so be it.
And what led to this was the fact that you were looking to have your monthly payments reduced in half. You said to $650, and then basically they did that for a short while. Then they brought it back to the full amount.
Oh no, they called it in. They called the to reinstate the loan. It would have been $34,000, and then they were sneaky enough to send another modification out. But before they sent the modification, they sent us a sheriff's sale. And so the sheriff's sale would have been December 1st. We got the modification November 28th.
Hmm.
And we called Bank of America several times. And we were told the lady we had to talk to was out. She was on vacation. There was nobody to talk to. And all while in the process, they were selling the house. And they sold the house in sheriff's sale on May 11th or something.
Mm-hmm.
Of 2011.
2010.
I mean,
no, well, it was
2011.
Yeah.
And basically, the motive is there's money to be made, a lot more money to be made to get the two of you out of the home. And if there's an opportunity to do that, the banks, from what you're describing, are going to do everything they can to do that.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Okay, so on the 19th, there's a court proceeding at that point.
Uh-huh.
Could this whole issue be resolved for you, or could that be the point where...
Well, we hope that it can be resolved before the 19th. We hope that there are some kind of terms that we can come to with Fannie Mae, you know? I mean, that's what we're hoping. And if it don't, then the judge will have to decide what to do, and then, well... You know, we'll have to take it from there.
Robert and Debbie Henry of Southgate, I certainly will want to stay in touch with you, and we'll talk some more later this month as this situation unfolds. Obviously, hopefully you do remain in the home and are able to keep the home. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.